You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
Hi again.
I just got a very weird message.
Pardon?
Can you stay with me one sec, mate?
Yeah.
Hi.
Please hold.
Yeah, hi there.
Hiya.
Okay, so high level, I get all the shit with property shit. Okay, I'll try and help you if I can. If you've got any ideas or you'd like me to help you in any way, then please come back to me, okay?
Yeah. So I'm thinking the Bulgaria option is a simpler thing because it's cheap, and given that I'm probably owed a bit of money, if you want to frame it that way, or should have been paid more over the last couple of years, then that money can be offset.
I completely disagree, by the way.
Of course you will. no, but I think that's a simple thing that we can kind of agree on. Me getting something in the UK, I want to be able to choose. I want to be able to put myself in a position where I can, at the moment, without thinking about this, maybe the Cheshire thing will work, maybe it won't, I don't know. But there is a side of me that does think, well, if I get a mortgage for something cheap, I can get on the I want to be able to have that flexibility, and therefore I want to be able to get myself in a position where, even if I don't go and get a mortgage in 3-4 months' time and I do the Cheshire thing, I want to get myself in that position where I have that option to, and that means either having accounts for being self-employed, which I don't know whether that's going to work out, given things have been a bit grey for the last couple of years.
This is the reason why sort of I do mention the Cheshire thing, because I can fix it. Like, you know, I can basically give you a mortgage, like, say, if a mortgage will only do X, I can fix it from the other side, from the vendor's point of view.
Yeah.
So basically, okay, can we move on? I get what you need, mate. Let me think about it.
I want to be able to be in that position where, whether I do it Cheshire or not, I want to be able to say, if I have to, okay, and I'm trying to keep my doors as open as possible, be able to go to the bank and say, okay, I've been employed for whatever, I can give them the last 3 months of my employment, and therefore, if I go and pay as you earn and take a minimal salary on that, and then the excess I get paid, whatever route I can get paid
Just out of interest, who can help you with that?
So, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to have to liaise with you on it.
Me? I can potentially help you. Me? Your fucking compadre, your brother, your best friend, your fucking never, ever fucking left your side. Me? I can help you. And you need so much shit. Is that true? Is that the guy?
But the reality of it is, you know, if I'm looking in the shit.
Ignore me, my conceited moment.
Look, if the shit hits the fan moment.
Jason, very, very simple. I will help you do whatever
yeah.
I can.
Okay.
And you're a fucking cunt the last few months. I love you. Mm-hmm. I've never, ever left your side. I still back
yeah.
you 100%. I'll do whatever I can to enhance your life and make it better. I'm
okay.
a friend. I've never stopped being so. You have pissed me off, but I'll forgive you.
Okay.
I'm sure that is fully reciprocated.
So one of the things I'm just wondering is, should I go on pay as you earn and get
no.
what I'm taking? Why not?
Because we haven't even worked. Let's work out a fucking solution first.
No,
we'll
no, I don't want to go pay as you earn on like full salary. Look, I'm thinking.
No, Jace. Can you just let me think about everything you told me and try
yeah.
to get back to your proposition, please?
Yeah, okay. I want to be out of this place.
And you, I will do whatever I can to help you.
Yeah. I want to be out of this place in the next 3-4 months, and ideally, whether I'm in Cheshire or whether I'm in Newcastle, wherever I am, I want to be in that position. If I'm going to do it up here, I want to at least get that ball rolling, and I'm thinking, rather than have a massive pay increase and it just be done through my service company or invoice, why don't I go pay as you earn and then invoice some of the money?
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Come on, listen to me.
Because you've made all the points. I don't have the answers right now in this conversation. Let me go away
yeah.
and think about it. I'll come back to you. Whatever you need, whatever works, I will help you do.
Okay. But I want to
understand what you're saying. Repeat
yeah.
it, as you
I want to be in a position.
Do whatever. But there are also implications
yeah.
of you being paid as you earn in terms of X, Y, and Z, IP contracts and stuff that I need to think through. And, you know, you always want me to just pay Pet, for example. I have to think of all the angles. I will find a solution.
Maybe then,
I will find a solution, and if I can't, I'll do what you tell me to do.
So thinking aloud, maybe I take 25K a year here. I'll be able to then get a mortgage on that if I want to. If I don't, I can move to Cheshire or whatever. I have the options available. And then maybe there's the option then, if you get property in Bulgaria, then I can take the rest of my salary to a Bulgarian company and only have to pay 10% on that. So that's the route I'm sort of thinking. And I can mostly reside in Bulgaria. At least I don't have to chuck or move all my stuff over.
Okay, hang on a second.
It doesn't work.
Hang on. Say that last paragraph to me again.
So basically, what was I saying about basically taking salary through Bulgaria?
You were saying.
Pardon?
Well, I don't know. You were saying. You said.
So
what
I take a minimal salary over here. Okay, it gives me the option to get a mortgage here and get something over here longer term, but then I get something in Bulgaria that's fairly cheap. It can be done on the base on the back of while I was underpaid for a few years or whatever.
I don't remember that.
Of course you don't. and then I can take the rest of my salary through Bulgaria. And that can be 10%. And it becomes more tax efficient.
But what does that mean in terms of where you will reside? Because you have to reside outside. So, obviously, I can help you more if you reside
yeah.
outside the UK for 185 days in 1 year.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that can work out that way. We can move towards that, but I mean, I'm
keen to do that because you've not demonstrated that you'll fuck me over at all in the last 3 days.
look, I just think the Bulgaria option is a cleaner cut thing because if I look at the lack of income over the last 2 years, I can have that outright, and then it works for the business going forward.
Are you happy to have a place in Bulgaria and be there over 85 days a year? I don't know if we can afford. Like you're basically now saying, I want 2 properties.
No, I'm not saying the company should pay for the property in the UK. I should put myself in a position where I try and get a mortgage over here, and then something
okay,
in the
yeah.
in Bulgaria gets paid for. That's what I'm saying. I want to be able to
maybe to compensate your massive underpayment, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, that's fine. I'll ask George to see what he feels, because, I mean, he's been loving you of late, so he'd probably help you a lot.
So does that kind of work that kind of works for you, because I'm not, you can tell I'm not keen on moving to Cheshire. I just don't see what there is in it for me, other than, I know you're saying...
Other than the entire ownership of a fucking completely outright no mortgage property, aside from that.
But I need to know whether that's something I want. But maybe it will work.
But you've got a property you own entirely outright in Cheshire, no mortgage.
Yeah.
Gives you a deposit. You're only committed to it for a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you are knocking on, to be fair. But, you know, you commit to it for a year. I'm not even saying that you would be, but, you know, you basically get a property in thingy, you own it outright, the company helps you do X, Y, Z, but I don't even know if this is feasible, by the way. This is entirely bullshit from my side. Like, I don't even know. Like, I'm not even sure that these flats are affordable. As in, like, you think, oh, well, he wants me to go to Cheshire to take this, that, and the other. These are brand new flats in a fucking lovely village.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been built. So it might be unfeasible. And they're not mine, by the way. I don't own them. They're the Bose family. But I beat the shit out of them. Tell them what to do. So it may not even be a possibility, mate.
No. But all I'm saying is
there might be both. Might be that in the next 12 months, Jason can earn a property, a flat, in a new built thingy. He owns outright, or he gets a mortgage off. Because let's just say, like, your history is this, credit's that. I can make it work. So I can get you a lovely one bed, brand new built flat in Cheshire, in Alsager. Take a look at it, Alsager, Alsager.
Okay.
You may not want to be there all the time, but you've also got potentially a place to stay in London, whether that's Alice or with me. If it's Alice, I'm concerned about the costs. If it's with me, you know, you could take that, say, that small room at a discount and just have it as a fucking crash pad.
With
the bunk bed. And basically, you know, I don't rent it out, and you take it for 300 a month, or the company pays 300 a month for anybody that wants to crash.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking aloud, mate. So please don't hold me on any of this. I'm just thinking aloud.
Yeah.
So now you've got company pays for crash pad in London. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got a place in London. You haven't got to pay Alice $750, but you can go and stay with her as your friend when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Or you and I discuss and we go, actually, let's get a fucking separate fucking $750 a month room and put the fucking TPS in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Case in point.
Yeah.
And aside from that, we have a property in Bulgaria, and maybe if the property in Bulgaria, maybe we do own it 50-50, because you own a place outright in your own name in Cheshire. Now so for example, you own a 100-120 grand flat, brand new build in Cheshire, you're tied into it for a year or 6 months because I have to make the mortgage work for you because you haven't got the history payroll wise to make it work anywhere else. If you want to sell it, yeah, you can sell it and fuck off and go and buy it back in Newcastle in 6 to 12 months.
Yeah.
You've got a fixed abode, you've got security, you've got money, you've got fucking asset in the UK.
You've got
a shared part of something in Bulgaria. You agree that you can move to Bulgaria and you spend 185 years if there's a tax benefit for the company in doing so.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I have to own it 50-50, I don't give a shit, mate. I'll just do what I think is right. And then similarly, you've got crash pad in London. I mean, I can't help but feel that from somebody whose mum can't help him out, and at the moment you've got fuck all, that sounds like a pretty fucking attractive proposition. Oh, by the way, you can't do any of that unless I help you. And remember, I hate you.
Well, yeah, look, I'm looking at...
Also, remember this. I'm fucked if you leave me. And I'm an arrogant dick. And I probably would be like, I don't fucking care. But, you know, honestly, mate, I do kind of care. Like, I do want Linton and you and Aubrey and me and my mum. I would like to make something really cool out of this.
Yeah.
Like, I know we've had a lot of arguments and shit, but actually, I think you're a good person, mate. I think Linton's a good person. I think I'm a good person. I think Bose is a good person. I think Aubrey's a good person. We are traces to ourselves.
Yeah.
Not to do the best by all of us, aren't we? really. Like, it's kind of a tragedy, mate, if we don't see the fucking team that we always aspire to be. And it really does break my heart, mate. And I think we might just be able to turn the fucking corner and make it all okay.
So we look at the Bulgaria route as one thing, because if I can get that owned outright and then I'm there from a tax point of view,
well, basically, if you live offshore, there is a... I haven't looked at this for a while, since we last spoke about it, really. But
yeah.
I think if you can live offshore, well, I mean, it obviously means trusting you, which is 50-50 at the moment. but the truth is, like, honestly, if you live offshore, yes, of course. We can pay you $100,000 as a fucking tax guy or for your IP or whatever, and I'm sure there's a way to make it work. But, you know, if you don't want to do that or when you are being a cunt, you know, then obviously I looked at other opportunities and that I have, there are other ways to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you forget, Jace, I actually want to help
you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we move on to the next point.
All right, well, yeah, we'll have a think about that. What's the next point?
So, I completely understand where you're at. So, just to summarise, so LSC we've agreed, pushed up to the board or sharing sales committee above. We put priority to the points that need to be addressed, and we put all the stuff into strategies per functional division and create an overarching strategy. Agree?
Mm-hmm.
Property. Sorry.
Yeah, so I kind of, I'm in the position of, I need to sort the property situation soon.
What are you doing? Like, I'm going through the points.
Yeah.
LSC was the first point.
Yeah.
Pushed up to board, prioritised,
once a meeting,
and strategy becomes the stuff that we can't cover in a weekly basis. Agreed on that.
Yeah.
LSC off list, please. Okay?
Yeah.
Jason Earl disappeared this week. Off list, just Jason Earl being Jason Earl, stroke George Gustafield behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've got off list. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So that's number 5 and number 2 off list. Number one was Jason Property. I think we've covered it.
Yeah.
To the wazoo. We'll speak again within the next 7 days and try and find out some progressive things on that, okay?
Yeah. I also kind of think on that side of things, I'd like to, whether it's a property or not, if the property is not being covered, then I kind of want to look at the, you know, I want to be able to be in a position where I get a pay rise sooner or later. It's ridiculous that I'm on, you know,
you're breaking up.
Of course I'm breaking up.
I completely and utterly support what you just said.
So I want to try and get that done. I mean, ideally, even if it's done
it ties in with the property stuff because of the tax implications and the way that ultimately I can make you far richer by doing stuff that doesn't go through pay. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I hear your point on pay rise. If nothing's going to happen with property, yes, you'll do a pay rise. Absolutely, unequivocally, happy to talk about it. I raise it to the LSC. Should be a priority point on the agenda.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the reality of it is I kind of want to be on the 70K mark because that's... the other side of it is I got offered a job. I'm not offered a job so much. I had job seeker. Employment company reach out to me numerous occasions about a job in Middlesbrough
you should see the job offers I'm getting on LinkedIn. I feel like I'm a fucking absolute massive leader of fucking industry.
Well, I feel like a tool because, like, back then I actually got on with Ranveer, so I thought I could make something with this with Ranveer, and I didn't think that Ranveer was going to screw me over so badly. But, look, the reality is, and I had an allegiance to kind of have, it was a nest egg that I created, you know, it's something of my own creation, whereas I was just kind of being
Jason.
A side effect if I was somewhere else.
Jason.
So,
Jason, it still is. And
so,
if it isn't, and if it doesn't become to be, go get your job at 70K.
Yeah, but yeah, my point is, I felt like why did I not take that on, given that Ranveer was ended up being a cunt, you know, for
I am not Ranveer. I will not renege on my promises to you. You have done a lot for this business. You deserve a part of it, and we need to make it great. Okay.
Yeah.
That is end of. Okay, that's my view.
Right. So
I'm being honest with you. I've been very upset by things that have been laid at my door in the last 2 to 3 months. But I'm a big man, I'm going to try and make it right. I support mm-hmm. what you've said. If it's property, all pay, blah, blah. I'll do what I can. I'll address it in the next 7 days. Pay rise in the next 2
yeah.
weeks if I haven't addressed the property thing. But if you're, my intention and hope is that you are rewarded for your efforts, for your loyalty, for your...
Yeah.
Well, that's it. And the
yeah.
only reason, and the only thing that has ever, ever blimped on that is because you doubted me. But I will not renege on my promises to you or
mm-hmm.
to anyone else. Simple as, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't promise them or the company simply, if you went, and he's so, Anthony asked for $500,000 a year to be a stay with the company. Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't pay Anthony $500,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I would want Anthony sitting on that desk right now?
Yeah,
yeah,
but not at that price.
But I can't, can I?
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask for $500,000 a year, I can't do it, mate.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that Anthony was completely broken by what happened with Andy.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you should drop him a message. He had a kid yesterday in the last couple of days.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll let him know. I never see anything from Facebook or anything because he's never on
there. No, I asked Matt, just a little baby girl. He'll be an awesome dad.
Yes, definitely.
So just drop him a little text and just say, you've had a beautiful baby girl and
yeah.
you're all doing well.
Yeah.
And that's the people we should be, mate, because that's the people we actually want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, okay, hear all you're saying, blah, blah. We spent a long time chatting, okay, about you and property and stuff. Let me think about it. I'll come back to you. Not in 2 years, but in 7 to 14 days. 7 days
yeah.
on the properties.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next things. So the other thing was TPS.
I think we need to have something that we can control. That might mean that us either paying something or outsourcing. I gathered the Teamer, or whatever it's called,
forget TFX, forget Jared Davis. We're talking about TPS.
But I thought that was partly to help facilitate.
No, nothing to do with it.
Okay, nothing. Okay, fair enough. All right, that clarifies that. But we need to
but
be able to have something.
I do have some people
it.
That may be able to facilitate it. What I heard from Yogesh is ultimately, you've done the best you can. It doesn't work because the font is too small because of
yeah.
where we're getting it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
And we can't.
The reality
it.
Is, we're 2 years ago. Yeah, I will never advocate or promote any of this shit, nor should Aubrey, because he has a family and a home. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ultimately, somebody rogue needs to do it.
Yeah.
Sounds like
yeah.
Yogesh is willing to do that. I don't know if he has a solution. If you want my honest view, I do not advocate it, never will advocate it. The company should definitely not do it. But...
Yeah.
If people are running with 3.8 engines in Formula One and we're running with 3 and we're losing every race, and right now
yeah.
we're at the point where if we start winning Grand Prix, we get to take over the world, then maybe we should consider the option, or
yeah.
maybe Yogesh, because he's head of product, should consider the option to acquire that. Now, maybe I know some people that can help with that, who've said that they can help. I don't know. And one of them is somebody we pay a lot of money to, who's quite good with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And it would justify their expense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. But it can't come down to George will fix it, because as much as you all fucking give me shit and criticise me, a lot of shit over the last 2 years is I've been criticised for this, that and the other, but also it's because you all expect me to fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? If you didn't, I wouldn't even be having this conversation. TPS would already be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, mate, we cannot recruit people like Laura Bennett anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot recruit... this GDPR bullshit, right? It literally should have been 4 hours in an afternoon copying and pasting what Google or Facebook have done for their privacy policy.
Yeah.
Bennett has made it into a fucking 16-week fucking project.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, do you know what I mean? Like, we can't, mate. We can't afford it.
No.
We've got to focus on revenue, not on fucking bullshit, fucking GDPR compliance.
Yeah.
Are you just agreeing with me, or do you actually agree with me?
No, I kind of agree. I said that law was needed to be
like
directed in the right place.
That but, like, if you look back, like, back in the day, mate, Rambier and Matt, they just put fucking AdWords up against their competitors, yeah?
Yeah.
They achieved 4,000% more than Laura's achieved in the last course of the 12 months.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, fair point.
Okay, cool. So CTS were agreed. Absolutely, the company should continue only with the righteous services that it has, but we should seek to look to innovative individuals that may be able to support that service going forward. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. Team Jarrett Davis, all that shit, let's just move it forward as best we can. It's just an opportunity, possible speed partnership, and also that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're done.
Yeah, and then what do we do with LS shares? Because I thought you were going to basically I thought you
LS
were just going to take on the case.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't have an answer for LS shares, mate. That is my I'm embarrassed to say. I'm usually pretty good at this shit. I have no angle on LS shares and the value that they create. But I can tell you that in the intercompany reconciliation that I've just done, yeah, I can tell you the executive summary of that outcome. I just made us £150,000, £390 minimum last week. You're welcome.
Yes, I'm guessing with the tax.
Nobody will ever thank me for it. I have a massively detailed spreadsheet that I wish I could share with you, but I'm so nervous because people are trying to fuck me everywhere and whatever. It's made up of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'll read them to you. Oh, executive summary. Grand trial balance, PGM fees, Stuart Pettman and John Economy, Stuart Pettman payments and antiques, bank transfers, 2100 Sage trade creditors, 2109 accruals, 2107 Jet Group Services loans, 2104 Trade the News, 2105 other creditors, 2300 loans. Ultimately, it ends up with a position of a bunch of invoices that should be offset against Jet from Kiris, PJM, and Stuart Pettman. It results in a minimum value add via VAT recovery and corporation tax offset of £150,390. The total cost of Mr. Pettman's involvement with ourselves is £393,000. The Renee's costs by Mr. Pettman, in my opinion, and everyone can have their view on this, in terms of he hasn't sold his antiques, he has not offset his house against Harry Daniels' costs, as he said he would. He's not delivered on RegTech sales. He has utilised the loan and fees to cover his criminal costs. He agreed to pay 50% of costs towards the FDA. He agreed to take a 1500 IB, which he now wants £3,000. Total value of Mr. Pettman's related costs is £306,000.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to hear that.
Stuart is a difficult one. He's a controversial one because I think a lot of that has been lost because good faith has evaporated in that instance.
No, but they haven't, Matt. They haven't. Let's just look at this, between you and me, right? And I'm not trying to be confrontational. Bottom line is, it appears the engagement with Pettman has cost us nearly £400,000. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that does not include any time for you or any time for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already, I would argue, an underestimate of X over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, and you can believe me or not believe me, I'm going to tell you what my view is, and it's a moot point now because the contract is done and you all fucking force me to give up on my rights. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, Stuart Petman agreed that all of his antiques, cost evaluation of what he sold them at was 111. There was supposed to be a profit in that 111, which meant that they should have realised 150, let's say. Right? Nonetheless, let's take it prudently at 111.
Mm-hmm.
He said there was, it was very vague in the outset when Nehal and myself and everyone were involved. When the administration order came to call, it was not vague. I had a conversation between Stuart, myself, and Adam Vose, and I said, the numbers are growing. Are you willing to sell your antiques? And like, actually let them go, and blah, blah. He said, yes. He said, I'm in it balls deep. Sorry, that's my phrase, not his. He said, I'm already in it, whatever, let's do it. And I said, fine, let's create a pot that can contribute to legal if it is. That pot, at cost, not at resale value, was £111,000. He also said, he had put up, or was willing to put up, his house against Harry Daniels' cost. That was £60,000 to £70,000. As far as I know, the court has not ordered that. He's not wanted that to happen. And he wants us to decide if we're willing to support him going forward or should he drop hands. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's £70,000. Reg Tech. He said he had £5,000 towards offices and another £18,000 that was due to him and I applied for as a result of the, of him going out to Cyprus, of the company paying for his costs to go to Cyprus, and to develop the RegTech opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
My view was it's always 30% this, that, and the other. Doesn't matter. The reality was, he said, we will generate £23,000 in the first 3 months, and that is all due to transport. That hasn't happened. He's not done that because he thinks he hasn't done enough work on RegTech. Fine, whatever, I'm staying, another £23,000. Criminal action. Harry Daniels has launched a case against him through the police. You can argue that it wouldn't have happened if he'd walked away. I disagree. Daniels fucking hates him, blah, blah. Whatever, because you asked him to. We made him a loan of £7,500 to cover IT incidentals. I think he spent it on criminal costs. That said, I had a subsequent conversation with Stuart. Let's be honest, his loan was for 4 years, 48 months. We're originally 24, but then in good faith, it's been 48. I don't think in the terms of goodwill, anybody here wants to chase Stuart £7,500. So that was converted to fees for his legal assistance, and therefore has effectively been given to him at £7,500. 50% of the FDA costs, we had this discussion amongst ourselves. I said, you know, we're happy to pay it. This is only 50% of the second bill, not the first bill. He agreed that he'd cover 50%. I put 2,000 into that cost. In reality, it's about 1,800. I apologise for £200.
Mm-hmm.
In the 306,000, £200 arguably is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward, he from the outset many, many times said he was happy to comply to the standard operating model of the business, which was £1,500 a month, IB deal. He then has subsequently said, and as has been included in his contract, he needs a minimum of 3,000. Thus, that has been honoured because you and others have punched my balls. Therefore, he's got the 3,000. In my view, he gave his word to 1,500. That would be 1,500 times 3, 4,500. Therefore, the total amount of what Stuart has promised to do and not delivered is £306,000.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you half believe with me, that's still £150,000.
Yeah, I think...
And the result, Jason, is irrelevant. Because we ain't going after him for shit. We're not going to chase him for shit. But that is
I think...
why I've spent 3 months on a contract.
Yeah.
Stuart, I think, is frustrated because of the amount of time that has been wasted where he could have done something, and then the stress that he's gone through between sort of March to end of June in regards to
if I've just literally read out a list of absolutely categorical renegations that he has undertaken. And that is why the contract has taken so long. And in reality, the only reason I have reneged on those numbers is you and Mel. Because you think you were not party to those conversations. Yeah? And you felt that I was being unfair. I was never being unfair. I was just trying to do what was fair.
I think Stuart always felt that he was a second-class citizen because he had the liability hanging over him, and that made a very unpalatable working environment between us.
Yeah, but your mistake, if I can give you some... Well, if I can give you my opinion, I guess... it's that you listened to him and doubted me. And even when it came to signing the contract. So I'm well aware right now. So I've done the intercompany reconciliation, saved us $150,000. I'm now about to do the second reconciliation, which is the transparency and everything that you guys want. But as an aside, it will probably save us another... Well, I don't know. I'm not going to give you a number. But maybe another 150, maybe another 250, I don't know. So as a result, I save us £300,000 to £400,000, and yet somehow I end up being somebody everybody hates. It's hard to swallow, mate. But I get on with it. It's my job. I do the accounts. Last week I made it $150,390. Once Albie's looked at it, I can share it. It's one, as I say, about 10 worksheets. It's not a two-minute job. I have to aggregate all the invoices that can be offset. I have to catch all the VAT that can be offset. La, 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 la. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, we are. I think we're moving forward.
Okay. No. Look, things are sort of moving forward. Let's see how things materialize.
Oh, I see. I have one last point. There's going to be at the LSC, Aubrey's just messaged, I'm not sure if you saw it, but basically...
when's it happening? Because I thought it was going to happen now, obviously, but it's just got shifted.
No, he's basically just emailing saying...
yeah, I gathered it was moved.
10:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
My last point is Stuart. Basically, that Stuart... There is a discussion. You should speak freely. How much do you think Stuart should be in the office?
I think it's a difficult one because he wants to be in the office. He wants to be involved. I think the contentious issue is that if he's there all the time, it might cause trouble because he needs somebody to help him with stuff. I think he brings value if he's got people working with him. I think Alec and Aubrey would struggle to work with him, and I think we have to weigh up that.
I've already spoken to Alec and Aubrey on this subject. I'll give you my feedback, but I just want to hear yours, sir.
So that's my main concern. I think, actually, Stuart has lots of ideas, but he does need somebody to follow them up, and he needs to recognise that if people are implementing those ideas, they need to be equitably... be given credited to, you know, to that proportionally. You know, it's not just him, but I think he has, you know, I said that to him and he kind of understands that point. But Stuart's main thing is he wants to feel like he's involved and part of something. And he also has problems with, you know, if there is friction happening, then it has made it very difficult. And I don't think it's necessarily always been him who's created the friction, to be honest. But I think his mood swings
back in April, May, didn't give him any credibility from Alec and Aubrey's point of perspective. They found that quite difficult.
So, Jace, my view is pretty much to just defer everything from Stuart to Aubrey and Alec now.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, not being nasty, but like, I've achieved what I needed to achieve. I feel I didn't achieve as much as I could for the company, and I blame you and others for that. But I forgive you. But I do think he does add value. I think we need him, if you want to do. I think he has innovation. I think he's got a good network. I think Alex Piper should utilise that network. It's about what we've always talked about in terms of filtering his ideas to create value. The problem is, you know, there's many of us that work remotely. I've just spent, two and a half hours on the phone with you. You work remotely. You work remotely because you're a weirdo and want to be in Newcastle. I work remotely because I need a bit of a break and it's the way I can function. In time, I probably
nothing to do with you being a weirdo at all.
No, I am a weirdo. We're all weirdos. But way back in the day, we always said this. We always said that we're the misfits, right? But the point is, like, yeah, I am, mate. Like, I'm not fucking, but like, you know, I don't hide it from you, do I? I'm very, very honest with you. But the bottom line is, Stuart is also a misfit. And the problem is, the one thing I think, you know, that we've seen is more than you, misfit number one, me, misfit number two, Brad Altini in the States, misfit number three, you know, all of us that work remotely, yeah, we're still able to add value, and yet I don't think any of us cost us the management time and like almost babysitting that Stuart does. And that's the fear, is Aubrey's like, you can't believe how much more progress Alex Piper is making without Stuart being in the office. But we also don't want to lose Stuart's value. Now, Brad works remotely, yeah?
Yeah.
Why can't Stuart? I work remotely for slightly different reasons, and also I'm not particularly sales-based. I'm more strategy and finance or whatever. But, and you're similarly, you're more IT and whatever. But it's like, how do we find the balance? And I think this will be one of the topics tomorrow morning that comes up, right? And taking a view on it, I mean, I kind of look at it and go, well, part of me is very biased, right, because I am hugely resentful, although I'm trying very hard not to be, the damage between you and me. Because I fucking care about you, and, like, I thought, and I hope and think in time we will still be wonderful friends, yeah? And, you know, you live with me, and I think, like, mate, not just work shit, but, you know, I would talk to you about Nikki and, like, you know, loads of other stuff, right? And you know, and I punched the shit out of the fucking desk one day, and you forgive me for it, and, you know, and I know you take 24 grand a year, and, you know, like, my friendship with you is actually hugely, is something I treasure, yeah? And it's been very difficult in the last few months, and if I'm honest, I probably blame Stuart more than anybody for that, okay? And you can say I'm right or wrong, and you can have your opinions, and I'm sure there's 15 myriads of perspectives, yeah? But it's actually down to probably the integrity and decency of you, and the integrity and decency of me that we're still able to have this conversation today. I do not want Stuart to undermine all the good that we're trying to do, mate. And I don't mean that nastily, because I actually think Stuart is a nice chap. And something you said to me, you said you don't care about Stuart and Heather. You're fucking wrong, mate. You are so wrong. That was really unkind and really unfair thing to say. I do care about them. I want Stuart to be involved, and I also think he's a massive asset to us because he's innovative, he's got ideas out of the box, he's got good networks, but this blame culture, this where it's always somebody else's fault, yeah? Like, part of the shit that's happening today is because I'm not there in the office being once more into the breach. That's my fault. It's my failing. It's my weakness. I take it on the chin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame you for it. You see what I mean? Like, you know, people have to be adults, and, like, we're not perfect, and we have to be willing to take responsibility for our failings. I want to capture Stuart's unique value because we don't have it anywhere else in the business, like in terms of unique product opportunities, unique ideas, innovation, inspiration, fucking energy, blah, blah. But on the flip side, all of that is fucking awesome. It's awesome, yeah? And I want to put it in a big box and fucking implement everything. But he costs so much in terms of your time, Alex's time, my time, you know, arguments between all of us, you know,
mm-hmm.
because he says one thing to you. Like, for example, this morning he's like, he asked about Heather's proxy and blah, blah. He's already got an answer from Aubrey, because I've referred him to Aubrey. And yet he's already he's texting me going, Heather's thing, but I said, it's already on the agenda. But, you know,
yeah.
I'm sorry, mate, but the reality is he spins shit one way and spins shit another way to different people, okay? And that's my view. I want to capture the value he has, but I'm so fucking nervous of the damage he does with his negativity and rumour spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm really trying to say it with, like, good faith. And
mm-hmm.
therefore, when I come to how often should we be in the office, I do have a view, and this will come up tomorrow, I think. Aubrey and I have chatted about it, Alex and I have chatted about it, and we sit in different camps, and I'll be honest with you, I think the camp that is anticipated to be your response is, yeah, he should be there 5 days a week.
No, I'm not going to say 5 days a week. I think
basically he's viewed as, Jason's new BFF. Yeah.
I think he needs to be there a day or two a week. I think that's manageable for everybody. And I think he also now wants time with Heather anyway.
Isn't the idea of the LSC, yeah?
Yeah.
You raise your views and the other four people raise their views.
Yeah.
And we come to a decision.
Yeah.
What do you think everyone else is going to say in that room?
I know that they're not going to be keen to have him in there.
I'm not sure that's true. What do you think? So you know who's on the LSC. What do you think my view will be? What do you think Aubrey's view will be? What do you think Alex Piper's view will be? And what do you think Adam Linton's view will be?
I think
that will be
Linton will be indifferent. I think Aubrey won't be keen. Alex will be sort of in the middle, albeit I don't know where Alex stands with things. I think your view is your view. I think you're worried about him sometimes.
You're not quite sure where I sit, are you?
No, I think you're sort of... I think you're not keen to have him in there because of what's happened in April and May. I think he needs
Jason,
to be...
Look, Jason, we were like brothers, right? At the beginning of the year.
Hang on, hear me out.
We almost ended up as adversaries. Yeah? And yeah, that makes me sad. But we're not adversaries, and we're working together again, and I take my hat off to myself and to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what we always try to do is what is in the interest of the business. So let's focus on that.
Stuart is in the office, then he needs to be in the office, actually working in the office with people. If he's sat on the outside, it's going to make him feel very alienated and it's going to make him spread negativity. He needs to feel like he's included and loved. But it's better to have him in less, but make him feel included when he is in the office, than to have him in more and have him marginalised in a satellite situation, whether it be on the 1080 or one of the...
So now we're sitting in the LSC tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
Take a vote. Your vote is Jason, please make a proposal for Stuart Pepman's involvement in the office.
Yeah, a day or two a week, but in the office, okay? And let's see how it goes. We can start with a day a week, and we can up it, like Alex said, and we need to be realistic in what we try and achieve with that. I think the other side of it is Stuart has become, you know, he got very frustrated a few weeks ago, and therefore
I actually feel like he's getting a bit back on board.
I think he is slowly, but I think...
So, for example, like yesterday he was moaning about the commission and shit. I spoke to Alex today. Alex was like, basically that commission went to SPAP, so they get 15% each. From the sound of it, I don't know.
I think
it all sounded like, well, brilliant.
Stuart was very nervous because Alex came back and took on some of his clients, what he saw was his clients, his turf, okay, and felt like that he wasn't going to get reimbursed and wasn't getting involved in it, and he felt offended that the rug had been pulled under him. Now, he softened his stance when he realised actually the commission will go back to Stuart as well. But I think Stuart wants to still have a... Because some of Stuart's contacts Stuart sees them as his friends. I think he wants to have a direction as to where that goes. And I think there is... Although Alex gets more work done, maybe, in terms of getting things ticked off without Stuart... I think maybe there is a trade-off where Stuart will say, well, this is how you should structure something because this is what my friend thinks or this is what my experience says, etc. There is a sweet spot there. Do you not agree or do you think differently?
I'll say two things. One, I totally agree. Two, when it goes wrong, it's my fault. which isn't really fucking bullshit. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so
yeah, because Stuart has to go through you, so he gets frustrated.
No, he doesn't. And what I said to Stuart is, look, mate, properly, you should interact with Alex, Aubrey, Alec on sales. Copy me in on every fucking email. Yeah? And if it's an issue,
yeah.
I will address it because I shouldn't make the reality is I shouldn't be involved in it day to day. I should only step in if there's a disagreement. So if, for example, something comes up, and I'm not even saying I'll make this decision myself, right? What I'm saying is if there's a disagreement, so say, for example, a sale is made, it's 100 grand a year. So 30 grand a year is due to somebody, right? If there's a disagreement between Alex Piper, Aiden, Aubrey, Alex, Brad, on how that gets dispersed, then yes, you should copy me in.
Yeah.
But now, and I will make a decision, albeit I'm now not really allowed, but we all probably know that I'm fucking still going to be in the majority shareholder or whatever, but I'm not going to enforce that. Like, what I went to a shareholder meeting once in a decade, at RAM Limited,
Okay.
So I will not pull my shareholder card, unless I think it is literally going to kill the business.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm looking at it. Because what I've got to do, even if I think you make stupid decisions, or you get it wrong, or you vote against me, I think the cost of you making the wrong decisions as a group is less than me being seen as a dictator. So
yeah, I think that's a fair point.
So I might.
We have to make mistakes to learn from them as well. That's another important thing. Whereas if people aren't able to make their own mistakes, they fuck up quite royally. I've seen that happen with a friend.
But I have to let that happen. But I can't let it happen if it's going to kill the business forever.
No, it's got to be done in a controlled manner. It is like parenting.
And that is literally what I'm trying to evoke, right? So basically, you go to the board, I may have a view, you sort of not the board, we go to the LSD, I'm outvoted. I take a vote. Aubrey backs me. Everyone else votes against me. I sulk like a bitch because I think you're fucking idiot. But in the holistic picture, I have to go, well, this is what I bought into. This is what I said I would do. Suck it up, George.
Yeah.
That's what I have to do. And it's hard for me, Jace, because I think I'm brighter than all of you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also got loads of, mate, I've got a major fault. I am massively fucking detailed. I am massively comprehensive. I think I will always come up with a better answer than anybody. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But problem is, if that answer takes 15 years, then I've lost so much in the process. And that is why, as a team, we will be better. And you know what? So, case in point, something will come up with Stuart tomorrow. My view is, actually, I'm surprised, you know, I think everybody thinks that you will vote for Stuart to be in the office 5 days a week. I think that's the anticipated view from you. I think Linton will be, as you say, he may abstain.
He'll be indifferent to it, I think, mostly. He won't care either way. But
my view will be, so I think Aubrey's view is probably he shouldn't come to the office. He should be like a brat.
I don't think Aubrey wants him in the office because I think he finds it hard to manage Stuart. And I think
he's got no time for the sulking, mate.
No. Look, Aubrey has to manage you. That's enough in its own right.
I said to Aubrey this morning, right, on a conversation, I honestly quote you this. I said, I'm lucky to have you, aren't I, mate?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after all the shit we've laid at Aubrey's door about, he's going to do this and after, he's going to do that and after, this, I have to be honest, he has stood up to be an adult. And he's stood up to be fair. And I've apologised to him. And I said to him, you know, like, I have had, like, to be fair, Gates, lots of people have come to me and gone, Aubrey's not a leader. Aubrey doesn't do this. Aubrey's not in enough. And we've had these conversations, right? And when we were a shit fan, I was worried about fucking high school competition and all this shit. I fucking got, oh my God, we need Matt back. Oh my God. Yeah. And in doing so, Aubrey's obviously heard about that in the fucking grapevine. And he feels that I betrayed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I have had a heart to heart with Aubrey and I have apologized and got my heart because, you know what? Actually, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Because Aubrey is Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
And we should all be focusing on bringing the strength out of our team, out of you, out of Aubrey, out of everything, not trying to lay everything at one door. And two simple points, you know what? And even now, you know what? I think he was genuinely hurt. Like, and I can relate to that. Like, as a person, I think he was genuinely hurt that he felt, like, instead of saying stuff to him directly, I'd said stuff like that. And I lost my way a little bit, personally. But also, I was scared, mate. I was scared for the business. And, like, I felt like I've got to do what's right for the business. But, you know, now I look at it, and I think I've learned a lesson here. I think, you know, actually, what's best for the business is actually, you're a good guy. Linton's a good guy. He's giving me shit at the moment, like you would believe. Well, similar to you, actually. Piper, Aubrey, they're good people, and we've got to leverage the best out of each of us, because actually, together, we're pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than saying, well, we haven't done this, whatever, we should say, so Aubrey doesn't drive shit forward enough, or he doesn't do this, fine. But George is good at that. Let George do that.
So going back to the Aubrey and Stuart thing, one thing I do think is a possibility is, if we've got Stuart in like a day or two a week, why don't we get Stuart in one of those days when Aubrey isn't in, but maybe Alex is around?
Makes me laugh, but there isn't, because basically Aubrey and Alex both take Friday off.
Yeah, so maybe we need to get the day switched around one of them.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea.
Because Aubrey just doesn't want to work with Stuart at the moment, and I don't think we're going to change his opinion, but maybe if Stuart starts to
to bring in stuff, then he would change his opinion, and it gives, we need to give Stewart a chance. I think that's a fair point.
I agree.
Okay.
And that's like, that's a reserved idea, because, well, because of the point I made at the beginning of this conversation. If Stewart, if there's any inkling of Stewart driving division between me and you, or any other member of this team, he ain't coming in at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because us being off kilter, Jay, like me and you being off kilter or not trusting each other or whatever, like it's cost us so much, and like it hasn't actually cost us what it could have cost us. Like we'd probably come out on the side, but you know, I said this to you before, like if you and me don't align, and I don't mean like you don't have to agree with me, mate, on everything, and you don't, you're a stubborn bastard, and I'm a stubborn bastard. Like we know this about each other, right? But you can disagree with me on LSD, you can disagree with me on a vote, you can do it, it's fine, mate, it's fine. But if you doubt me, you know, if you really, and that's what happened in the last few months, you know, is that you've really doubted me as a human being, and that's not okay, man. Like, it's not, you know, whatever you fucking think, mate, I've always had your fucking back. Even now, all the shit about your property stuff, you know, I don't have to do that for you, mate.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to. You understand? Like, I want to, because you're supposed to be a fucking team. So that's all fine. And but the case in point is with Stewart. If Stewart can add value, and I think he massively can, but it cannot be at the detriment
of others. Yeah.
It cannot be at the detriment of you and me. It cannot be at the detriment of me and Minton. It cannot be at the detriment of you and Minton. It cannot be at the detriment of you and Aubrey. It cannot be at the detriment of you and Alex. That's all I'm saying. And I want him to feel involved, but you know, people do work remotely. I'm full-time remote. Brad is full-time remote.
Yeah.
So I agree, he should be in the office. Well, I agree. I think he can work entirely remotely. And you know, like case in point today, I spoke to him this morning.
Yeah,
I finally managed to get my email sorted. I'm assuming you helped him get the email sorted, did you?
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, mate, Jason sort my email. I mean, occasionally I ask for a password because I never remember them, but it's like, you know, he's a fucking adult in a fucking technology community. It's not your responsibility to fucking sort out a fucking email for him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean? Like, it's like, look, basically, what I want to do, mate, is I want to capture the value from Stewart. I think that is huge value, right? Huge value, yes? But it cannot be at the detriment of the company or the relationships at the company. And if it starts to become that way, it's going to go one way.
Yeah.
And that will be fully remote or not involved at all.
Yeah.
That is a sad outcome, because I think Stewart is actually a very good man with a big heart. He's just a bit of a retard sometimes. But who the fuck am I to say?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a fucking retard at times too. So tomorrow at the LSC, we have a sensible conversation and we agree in terms. And I think maybe the solution is, mate, come in one day a week. Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
And if it works well, then those days, that can become 2 days a week.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. I think he's puzzled as to why he can't come into the office, because he sees it more as you not wanting him in, whereas I think
nothing is no longer my decision. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, if I want to go big balls, fucking guns, yeah, but I don't. Now it's a team decision, yeah, and every decision should be what's in the interest of the business, because what's in the interest of the business means that your bank balance, my bank balance, everybody's bank balance, and our work in harmony and enjoyment goes up. It's as simple as that. I am not willing, and it's the same with the shareholding, by the way, I will not be taking dictatorial decisions anymore unless I think a decision is going to kill the business. Then someone went, we should delay the entire service for 5 minutes, then I would say,
no, obviously,
I'm not there. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah, yeah.
It's cost me a lot, personally, and I think it's harmed the business by me trying to make decisions. Even though I believe in the decisions I made, I think it's better that we talk it out, and that's why I cannot fucking wait.
Yeah, yeah. The cost of people being unhappy is a bigger cost to bear in certain instances.
I completely agree. So, as I see it, holy shit, we have some positive outlook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe.
What
do you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Are we not making some steps right direction here?
Yeah, yeah, we are, definitely. So, let's leave it at that for today, because obviously you're going to have a long call tomorrow. Catch you tomorrow, I guess.
Safe.
Go on.
Friend hug.
Okay, cool. All right.
By the way, Eric.
Yeah.
Despite all the shit, all the contradiction, all the fights we've had recently, yeah?
Yeah.
Bottom of my heart, as I said to Linton earlier, thank you for everything you do, and thank you for fucking caring. And even though I think you've been a fool at times, I know you're a good man, mate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I am too. And you, someone's help or whatever. All right, fuck off now, you prick. Bye.
Okay. All right, cheers. Bye-bye.